He didn't use many banks because he didn't need money, not because they stopped doing business with him. Chicago's new mayor, Lori Lightfoot, is being sworn in this morning. She said meeting with a transition team Friday.
Not one person, not one leader, even if it's a woman, can work and transform the city by herself.
She's the city's first black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor. She succeeds Rahm Emanuel. He decided not to run for a third term. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A weakening frontal system will bring at least a risk of showers to the state today. A warm day with a high in the upper 80s. Scattered, spotty showers and thunderstorms will be around for the lucky. Low tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, a hot day. Sunshine, high 92. The heat builds as the week goes on. Low to mid-90s Wednesday, middle 90s Thursday and Friday. And we could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend. Get ready for the first heat wave of 2019. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Two Auburn police officers were injured in a late-night shooting. They were responding to a disturbance call Sunday night when they were shot and injured. No word yet on their conditions. The suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was able to get away and is still at large this morning. He's considered armed and dangerous. Two people died in two separate car crashes early Sunday morning. 53-year-old Michael Hall of Shorter was killed when his car left the road and ran into a ditch around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Alexander Road and Pike Road. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. 40-year-old Terry Oates of Marbury was killed when his car left the road and hit a utility pole. This wreck happened on Autauga County Road 85 just before 3:30 Sunday morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was taken to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition this morning. Those are your news headlines. I'm Julia Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at Martha Ray's Florist.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They helped whip up a customized insurance solution that keeps my business cooking.
That barrage of bad wordplay was most unpleasant. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, its affiliated and third-party insurers.
The Home Depot has easy-to-follow instructions for assembling your new grill. Step 1. Let us assemble it and deliver it for free. Right now, buy any grill over $399 and assembly and delivery are free. So you can spend your time enjoying your new grill instead of assembling it or even getting it home. today is the day for doing, with free assembly and delivery on all grills over $399. Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in store only.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome into News and Views, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm going to do this because it's Monday morning. But I'm going to go to somebody trying to talk to me off air. Cooper, what did you need?
Hey, well, your news feed said that the shooter in Auburn was still at large.
Yeah, I don't care. Thanks for your call. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. I don't care. I don't care what the news feed says. The news feed might be behind because we don't get an update every 6 seconds. True. You know? Don't call here correcting the news feed. That's WAKA. They send it when they want to.
They ain't got nothing to do with us.
You call WAKA. Call Alabama News Network and tell them they got it wrong.
They got it what?
Wrong.
Wrong.
I mean, call it here to.
That's Monday morning, man.
That's how I'm going to start my Monday morning.
Right, miss us with that.
Award-winning, highly rated radio, and we're like, excuse me, the news feed you get from WAKA is off by 9 minutes.
Baron, I don't know.
They've already caught that guy.
I don't know how the rest of your weekend went, because we actually hung out this weekend.
We did.
But
the rest of my weekend was freaking amazing.
But almost every other place that I was with, without you, somebody asked me about the show.
Yeah.
And they either commented on it, or this is the best. So I had a friend. I was out at the Cloverdale Park thing, the last one. And I have a friend that I told you that I saw before. And she was like, wait, remind me what station is it? And I was like, I kind of looked at her. She was like, is it 93.1? I was like, yeah, you know. Like, don't act like you haven't been listening constantly
every
since I told
second.
You.
No. Guys, the people who act like they don't listen are the ones who listen.
Correct.
When you see someone talking about us on Facebook, they're like, I try not to listen. Yeah, you listen to every second.
Every single
day. And when you have to go to the doctor, you catch the podcast.
Correct.
And when you have to go to the can, you take it with you into the can.
Yeah.
Listen, Dave, it's 9:09. There are people at work right now in the can with earbuds in.
Yeah,
promise.
Of course.
I mean, and some guy's on the can right now going, oh, hell, that's me.
It's not like they have anything better to do. It's Monday morning.
Knock on the can door next to you. Someone else will knock back.
Like, what are they listening? What are they talking about now? have they covered Iran yet?
Can I borrow one of your earbuds? Trust me. But don't call here and tell me that the WAKA news feed is wrong. I don't care. That is so far outside of my bailiwick. They do have that guy in custody. But
bailiwick.
Yeah, you know what a bailiwick? I'd never heard that expression until I moved to Alabama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually the first place I worked at a law firm. The one of the lawyers said something about, "Is that in your bailiwick?" And I said, "I can't answer that question because I don't know what a bailiwick is." And then I asked him to spell it, and we had like a 9-minute discussion in a conference room with like 7 other lawyers.
B-A-I-L-I-W-I-C-K, bailiwick.
I have no idea. Nobody else knew either.
That's how you spell it.
Yeah, but we had just gotten Blackberries.
Good speller.
And nobody knew that you could look stuff up on BlackBerry. They just thought you could get emails. Like, they didn't know you could access the internet. And so that was the sum total of what we did. We sat there trying to figure out if anyone knew how to spell bailiwick. And after about 9 minutes, one guy was like, all right, that's enough.
Okay, that's enough.
But yeah, the suspect in Auburn, now in custody. I printed this off. Man, it's like still hot. This came through at 8:37. I printed it at 8:41.
Ooh.
This guy shot a cop and wounded two others. His name is... Tell me this doesn't sound like a serial killer. His name is Grady Wayne Wilkes. It's like when he was born, his mom and dad looked at each other like, It kind of looks like a serial killer.
You know what we should do? We should give him a serial killer name.
Yeah. Grady Wayne.
Yeah.
He didn't have a chance. He was going to kill somebody. He's probably already killed 32 people. We just don't know it. Probably dressed up like a...
Yeah, because you know they say that they ramp up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the first couple, you know, like the first couple aren't as like professional as the rest. I mean, you know, I've done things in my life where like the more you do it, you get better. Like radio.
Like what Grady Wayne was.
Yeah, like Grady Wayne.
Grady was sloppy at first.
Right, but then, you know.
By the end, people didn't even know they were disappearing.
That's right.
Where'd Timmy go? I don't know. Hadn't seen Timmy in a few weeks.
Grady Wayne been around?
Grady Wayne Wilkes. This guy was toast from the beginning. 29 years old, taken into custody Monday. Life over.
Yeah.
I can assure you, life over.
So what did he do?
Just after 10 p.m. yesterday, he was out on Wire Road in a, as they say in Alabama, because we don't want to call them trailers, the trailer homes.
Right.
He was at a trailer in the Arrowhead Park. And three officers responded to a domestic disturbance call. When they arrived at the scene, Grady Wayne Wilkes went bananas and started shooting them.
Oh.
Killed one, wounded two. The officer died after being life-flighted.
Oh, Lord. I didn't know about all this.
East Alabama Medical Center. Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, it sounds like a class act.
Yikes.
This is the kind of guy... Now, I'm not all in favor of the death penalty or vigilante justice.
But...
If your name's Grady Wayne and you've shot three cops who were responding because you were probably beating on your wife or girlfriend.
Bad enough that, like, somebody called the cops.
Yeah. Next door. It's not like they were in the house. Someone else from outside the house called the police. And then he took off. Here's how you know the guy is into some stuff. He took off in camo and body armor.
Good Lord. Come off it.
All right, so you happy, Cooper? We've corrected. I was going to correct it anyway with the first story we covered. It's like the guy that called in the other day and he said, you repeat yourself too much.
Why haven't you talked about... Oh, we talk about it every day, whatever it is.
Yeah, but where is your highly rated radio show?
Correct.
Where is your award-winning radio show? If you're sitting at home, not on the radio, don't tell people how to do radio. I got a Fox News update here. Because this happened with Bernie Sanders. I went to a Bernie Sanders rally yesterday, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, in Birmingham.
Wow.
It was flat. It was crowded. You want to see a picture?
Sure.
It was packed. I mean, look at this crowd.
You know, Barron asked me to go, but I couldn't. You know why?
Why?
Allergic to cats.
Look how many people were there.
It's a lot of people.
Look at that crowd. You ever been to Lynn Park in Birmingham?
Yeah, I know.
It was full.
Yeah, I know exactly where it
full.
Is.
Full. Ew. Yeah. I mean, this was the most creative sign there. They changed Birmingham to Birmingham.
Oh.
That's creative.
Yeah, it is.
It's like on Hollywood, each letter gets its own sign.
Is there cat hair on the signs?
Yeah, oh, man, there was so much cat hair there.
Like just dander flying in the air.
Holy mackerel. This guy texts in, this is a guy who originally didn't like me on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
I've won him over.
Oh, well.
He didn't like what I had to say about bicyclists.
Wow. Well.
But he said he canceled his satellite radio subscription because it was taking away his time with you guys.
Sounds about right.
Sounds exactly.
That's been my experience with people who listen. And you know who listens?
Who?
Everybody.
Everybody. Grady Wayne Floor. Grady Wayne Floor. That's hilarious.
You know what? Look, I know that we're highly rated and award-winning, but we should shut it down because it's not getting better.
Not getting better.
We're not getting better than Grady Wayne 4 is his new name.
84 has changed to Grady 4, Grady Wayne 4. Pete Buttigieg gets standing ovation at the end of a Fox News town hall. This guy, if he's not a CIA plant, nobody is.
Seriously.
Now, if you guys don't think the deep state runs candidates in local elections... I'm not going to say the guy's name. I know you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But I got involved in an election a few years ago doing background on somebody. And it was a state Senate election. And basically my report to the other people was, this guy doesn't exist. He's not real. This is a made-up name. He's a made-up guy.
Yeah.
This isn't a real human being. And he may or may not be running for Congress. So if you guys don't think the deep state runs operations at the local level, Pete Buttigieg is a deep state op. There's no other reason a 37-year-old gay mayor from South Bend, Indiana, is like setting the woods on fire to be president. He was just qualified to be president 2 years ago. Like, he could not have run in the 2016 election. It's wasn't old enough.
It's true.
The South Bend, Indiana mayor and 2020 presidential candidate drew raucous applause throughout his town hall with Fox News anchor Chris Wallace, particularly when he dismissed President Donald Trump's tweets. "I don't care," Buttigieg remarked. What they do is they, for some reason, Fox News is, well, it's because they're not your friend. They're not conservative media. They've been misleading you for years. They've been pushing a globalist corporatist agenda down your throat. And had Donald Trump not won, everybody in the audience would still think Fox News is the lone, honest news outlet. But after Donald Trump won, all the cards hit the table. And you got to see what everybody was holding. And you realized they've been lying to you from the beginning. And they've been globalist corporatist whores from the beginning, just from a slightly right-of-center perspective, correct, but only globalism, corporatism at all times. At all times.
At all times.
And so what they're doing now is they're bringing on Bernie Sanders and they're bringing on Pete Buttigieg and they're trying to peel away at the margins Donald Trump's support.
That's exactly right. Especially because you know that there was polling in the last election that showed that a lot of Bernie people in the primary either didn't vote or voted for Trump.
Right. And they're trying to make sure that doesn't happen.
Right.
So they're going to bring these guys one on at a time for these town halls. And everybody tunes in thinking, oh, the Fox News, they're going to get him. They're going to expose Buttigieg. The crowd's going to hate him. No, they stack the crowd with Buttigieg guys, if they are Buttigieg guys. They stack the crowd with Bernie people, cat hair all over them.
You know, there's no pun intended. There are butt edge guys.
Yeah, they're pun fully intended. But they stack the crowd with them, and then they put them on to you, and they're coming into your living rooms because a lot of our listeners and a lot of conservatives around the country have just taken to, well, if it's on Fox News, that's okay. Yep. Like, you just turn your TV on Fox in the morning, you turn it off Fox at night. And you go to bed, and you turn it back on Fox in the morning. And what they're trying to do is slowly undermine Trump. This is a national effort. Every globalist, every corporatist, all hands on deck, nobody undercover, everybody out.
Everybody.
That's why
everybody
they're bringing out. Him in. That's why they're bringing him in here. And he got a standing ovation at the end after this closed. Now, I'm going to read his closing sentence here, his closing paragraph. I'm going to read it because I do it better than he would do it. He's terrible. He said, look, what we're trying to do here is different. Because the moment that we're in is different. I get that a millennial Midwestern mayor is not what leaps to mind when you think about a prototypical candidate for president. But I also think we're living, if it's hard to figure out what's going on right now, it's because we're living on one of those blank pages in between chapters of American history. And what comes next could be ugly or it could be amazing. And I believe running for office is an act of hope. And so is voting for somebody. So is supporting somebody and volunteering for somebody. And I hope you'll join me in making sure that the next era is better than any we've had so far. And then they gave him a standing ovation. He didn't actually say anything.
No. That's Obama's music.
All he said was hope.
Yeah, again, that's Obama's music.
Running for office is an act of hope.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, the way to win on this stuff
is say nothing.
Correct. Is to just, like, Trump broke the wheel because he took real positions.
Well, now, this is the advice I've given every candidate, particularly on local elections. City council, mayor, state house. Take no position on anything till the very end.
Correct. So you absolutely have to.
Because you win people over on your personality and your name ID, and then if they find out they disagree with something on you, they're like, but I like him.
Yeah, but I like him.
But if they disagree with you before they know you, you're done forever. Correct. And it could be on anything.
Correct. On any one little thing.
Yeah, so don't ever take a position. This is a mistake I see so many candidates do. They come right out of the gate taking positions on everything.
Well, look at the field. I mean, you've got Elizabeth Warren has detailed policy stuff on everything.
Right.
So Kamala Harris and several others have, like, you know, have come out with, like, okay, I'll go to the left of that, or I'll disagree on that. And those candidates are all not rising.
Right.
You know? I have a friend who, really, really, really good ad maker. And he has an adage, just make them like you.
Yeah, just make them like you.
Just make them like you.
But he says nothing. They give him a standing ovation. And Chris Wallace turns to the crowd and goes, wow, a standing ovation. Come on. The whole thing was a plot. Stop watching Fox News. Stop it.
Stop watching the news. Just listen to us.
Yeah, listen to us. We're fine. We'll be back.
21st century's yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
Do you love the smell of outdoor cooking and the taste of great barbecue? Then head to the Pusacue at Wind Creek Montgomery on Friday, June 14th, starting at 6 p.m. It's the best barbecue competition around. For $10, you can sample delicious ribeye steak prepared by competitors and then vote for your favorite. Then stick around for cooking demos and meet some of the most famous barbecue chefs in the country. Don't miss the Pusacue on Friday, June 14th, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They helped whip up a customized insurance solution that keeps my business cooking.
That barrage of bad wordplay was most unpleasant.
Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Its affiliated and third-party insurers.
The Home Depot has easy-to-follow instructions for assembling your new grill. Step 1. Let us assemble it and deliver it for free. Right now, buy any grill over $399 and assembly and delivery are free. So you can spend your time enjoying your new grill instead of assembling it or even getting it home. Today is the day for doing, with free assembly and delivery on all grills over $399. Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in store only.
Again, 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. Take some phone calls if you want to get in. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Tell you a little bit more about Bath Innovations during the 10 o'clock hour. I got Dave Mowry in the studio, Baron Coleman here with you. We're going to be with you from 9 to noon daily basis here. So tune in. We'll be here.
We'll be here.
We'll never, ever, ever not be here. No, that's not true. There'll be times.
There'll be times.
Actually, I have some vacation days coming up here before long. We actually need to talk about that.
Good.
How we're going to handle that.
But you know what?
I got a family reunion coming up.
We'll handle it.
I got a re-onion.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Big family reunion.
Do you guys have t-shirts printed?
Oh, hell no. We're classy.
I don't know. I kind of love the random random family reunion t-shirt.
You know what?
But I'd want to buy one from Goodwill and just wear one that wasn't mine.
Be like Smith Family Reunion.
The Glander Family Reunion in 1976.
No, we got a family reunion coming up. I'm excited about it. Guess what happened over the weekend?
What happened?
The historic Marks House in Pike Road. Flawless.
The Auburn House Wash people came?
Yes, Auburn House Wash came. I went by there. I looked at it. It was like a beacon of light from heaven. This house was built in like the 1830s. It looks brand new today.
Well, I mean, Karl Marx, right?
No, different Marx. Oh. M-A-R-K-S.
Oh.
K-S, not M-A-R-X.
I thought that's where the Bernie rally was. Karl Marx house. You know. But they washed it, huh?
They washed it.
And it looks like new, huh?
Oh, my goodness. All the little, you know, all the north side of your house, all that green smudge that grows over time and all that stuff. Man, it is so much better. So much better. It looks like a brand new house. I'm telling you, it didn't look this good when they built it. I promise it didn't look this good when they built
it.
No
way it did.
So go to auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH, if you want to get them in touch with them.
They didn't have that proprietary technology.
No, low-pressure technology. No high-pressure stuff. Low-pressure, proprietary technology. Takes it, washes it all the way to the ground. It's beautiful, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Go by there if you want to see an example of what Auburn House Wash can do. We actually have a party coming up this weekend.
Well.
At the historic Marks House. So I'm glad they got it cleaned before that. 826-WASH, check them out on Facebook, auburnhousewash.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Red Top.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
How are you?
Good. I want to make sure something gets noticed. I don't know if anybody saw but me, but International News Agency came to Montgomery Friday for an interview. Are you aware of it?
Who did they interview?
Lori Mullins, the co-pal.
Wow, really?
So
I did not know
that. You know, everybody disses the PBS and all that, but they got damn good stuff.
I'll tell you what, I did a 6 or 7 year term on the board. I was the president for 1 year of the board over there. It's a phenomenal organization.
Of what?
COPE. It's they take pregnant women and they give them parenting classes, formula, diapers, car seats.
Yep.
But you have to take counseling classes on learning how to parent in order to get that stuff.
Right.
And it's great for new mothers, first time moms, or even second or third time moms who didn't get that information the first time. They go in there and they sit through, they watch videos, they talk to counselors, and they get mommy bucks. They go into the store.
Yeah, now I know the organization.
It's amazing organization. It's absolutely one of the best here. And thank you for bringing that up, Red Top.
One of our...
May I get back to the story? This is important. Okay.
I'm sure it is.
DW News, Deutsche World News, German big world news agency, is in New York. They call Lori at the Cove House, and they want to come interview her. Mm-hmm. This is lead story on DW News, 11 o'clock Friday night. And she comes down to Montgomery, and the newscast starts with her standing at the state capitol showing Kay Ivey has signed the bill. All of a sudden, I'm looking at the screen. There's Lori Mullins sitting at her office desk at the COPE House and asking her very strong and direct questions. And Lori Mullins sat there and took it and had not only a good answer, but the right answer to all the questions, confident and was very clean and maybe the best representative of Alabama I've ever seen on the damn news.
She's sharp as a tack. She really is.
And let me tell you one thing she said that really wrapped it up. They asked her about the rape and incest stuff, and she clearly and quickly gave this answer and put it in a profound way that I've never heard anybody else put it. She said the only person that abortion helps is the abuser. So I hope it's a good thing it wasn't Kay Ivey or some other redneck. It's a miracle they chose Lori Mullins to come interview, and they spent a good 30 seconds with her, and then they pan over, Baron, to the lady at the abortion clinic on Perry Street. She's got reddish pink hair that's all strung out and dried and possibly two piercings in her lip, and that was the other side, and it did not look good for them. So Lori Mullins needs to be commended, and folks need to look at this. As far as I know, I'm the only damn person in town that saw it.
I didn't see it. I didn't know anything about it.
So you check it out, sir. It should be a podcast.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be able to find it.
And it was, again, the best representative of Alabama I've seen in a long time.
And I would add two more things to the rape and incest exception that everybody wanted to
do. I got to run, but thank you so much, guys.
I would add two more things to that. One is, we don't kill the children of felons.
Right.
So if you believe it's a child, and if you don't go killing the kid because the father's a felon, you know. The second thing I would add is, if you add a rape and incest exception, you have no pro-life legislation. Because anyone that walks in there just says, well, I was raped. This is incest. And I mean, how are you going to prove it? Right. They're gonna take the aborted fetus out and dismember it and throw it away. So that is no exception. So anybody says, oh, you got a rape and incest exception, it is the very, 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 very small minority of abortions that are true rapes and incest. And there's a horrific, awful consequence.
Tiny.
Terrible. But it's horrible. I mean, I can't even imagine going through that.
But
at the same time, if you want to limit abortion at all, you cannot have a rape and incest exception. Because that's the equivalent of no exception. I mean, that's the equivalent of no law. That's Wild West abortion up to the date of birth. Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Charles Hollis. How are you, sir?
Hollis.
I'm doing just fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing better now that you've called.
Of course. Bailey Wick.
Yes, sir?
Once upon a time, a long time ago at St. Jude, on Friday, we had vocabulary words. Bailey Wick was one of them.
Really?
Really. Now, since that Friday up until this morning, that was the first time I heard that word again, bailiwick.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you hadn't heard it until you came to the state of Alabama.
I had never heard it until I came to the state of Alabama. That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Bailiwick. I'm looking it up right now.
I already spelled it for the audience.
Yeah, you did. You spelled it correctly, too.
I know I did.
Well,
And no, I cannot tell you what the definition of it is.
You know where it comes from?
England.
It's the jurisdiction of the bailiff, the bailiwick.
Okay. Now, this dossier.
Yes, sir.
How long is it going to take the folks up there in Washington, D.C. to get it back to the foundation where it came from?
What do you mean?
When are they going to connect the foundation in the dossier. How long is it going to take them to trace it back to her?
When are they going to connect the dots? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, that's they've already connected the dots. It's when are they going to release it to the public so that we can see the connection.
Okay. Let me restate that.
Yeah.
When are they going to release it to the public?
Soon.
Soon.
Hey, let me
soon. For those who come to the round table, there's a little fellow by the name of Sean Porter Hollis, who happened to be our youngest grandchild.
Oh, how about
that? On Friday, he made a transition from pre-K to K.
All right.
It's better than a transition from boy to girl, I can assure
true,
you.
True.
And on Sunday morning, he went from the original center to a baptized.
Oh, heck, congratulations. Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
Papa was at both events.
Oh, good for you.
That's a good papa.
Good for
you. And you know why I was at both events?
Because you love your grandchild?
Yeah, but that wasn't what I was looking for.
Oh.
Because I do what?
Trump on.
I Trump on.
All right, my friend. Trump on. Baby darling, Trump on. We'll be back. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, keeping you informed and entertained on a Monday. Philosophically consistent, intellectually honest, and factually correct talk radio. Highly rated and award-winning.
Nice poll here, by the way.
You like that? Well, I knew that was queued up, so I had to figure out a way to work it into the conversation.
That was great.
We'll be back.
Giving voice voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We've got a fizzling front in the state today, which will bring at least a small chance of showers. It's going to be a warm day with scattered spotty showers and thunderstorms here and there. Low tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, a hot day with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine will dominate. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low to mid-90s on Wednesday, the middle 90s on Thursday and Friday, and we could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend. Get ready for some heat with some blazing sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views.
Stuck inside these four walls.
Red Top took a shot at the governor.
Sent inside forever.
Phone lines are open. She can call and defend
herself.
Well,
I mean, hey.
That's up to her. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. You know, for the last 2 weeks, we've been advertising a specific plan they put together for the Alabama Association of Realtors. And a lot of people took advantage of that. So many, in fact, they held the open enrollment open an extra week because so many people were signing up when they started advertising about it. They can do that for your business. You don't have to be a realtor to get good health insurance rates. They had people saving $600, $700, $800 a month. A month.
A lot of money.
That's a lot of coin. A lot of coin. They can do that for your business as well. Just get in touch with them. 356-1502. 356-1502. You can check them out online. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. Check them out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. cornerstoneca.com. And Cornerstone will be there to take care of whatever you need. Whatever you need. I mean, health insurance, life insurance, dental, vision, long-term care insurance. They can, and they got guaranteed issue products, too. Which, you know, you look in the eye of somebody who can't get life insurance and has little kids, and they go work somewhere that has a guarantee issue policy, go look in their eyes. They're a different person. They live life differently knowing that things are going to be okay if something happens to them. And there are people like that. They can't get a job. I mean, they can't get a life insurance policy because of some random thing that happened to them 10 years ago. And they go work somewhere and they say, guess what? We have guarantee issue life insurance. That's life-changing. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com. And people, come on. If you don't have life insurance.
Seriously.
If you're under the age of 65 or under the age of 55 particularly, and you got young kids at home, you can get life insurance policy for like $20 a month.
Yes, I am an extremely dumb person who does not do the smart things that you're supposed to do, and I have life insurance.
You have to. You have to. You have to have life insurance. You know, million, $2 million, whatever you think gets your family by. $2 million, man, I don't make that much a year. Exactly. You want to be able to pull down, you know, 4 or 5% of that a year and live forever. And take care of the kids and get them an education and, you know, some child care help around the house and all that kind of stuff. So both of you, both man and woman, both need life insurance. I don't even know if Cornerstone does that on an individual basis. That's just me telling people good common sense.
True.
Bernie Sanders, I mentioned at a rally yesterday in Birmingham in Lynn Park, hugely attended rally. I mean, commies everywhere. You should have seen the signs these people had.
Was that dude here? Was the
no? I didn't see him.
You didn't take Fifi?
No, if he was there, I didn't see him. But man, it was crazy.
Yuck!
I mean, absolutely bananas. And he said the same things.
People just covered in cat hair,
all over the place, all over the place. But he said, you know, he's going to take health care for all Americans. Oh, and drug costs are magically going to fall 50% when everybody can get them for free.
Oh, okay. Well, sounds good. Sounds good.
He's going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but nothing else is going to go up in value. Meg Jacobs wrote a book. I've referenced it on the show before, but I hadn't in several years. So our new listeners haven't heard of it. It's called Pocketbook Politics. It's a fantastic book. Written on the Teddy Roosevelt to sort of Calvin Coolidge era of American history. Pocketbook Politics. Fantastic books. And what the book talks about is you cannot simultaneously demand high wages and low prices. And it talks about how the early 20th century, the populists sort of took that approach. We're going to give everybody high wages and we're going to keep prices low. And what they noticed was if you had price controls, wages went to zero because people weren't working. So that was low wages and low prices. If you had high wages, prices rose. You can't have both. And I think in this new economy with the technology doing what it is, you can't have a minimum wage, period. Because people will find a way to automate what you were doing for $8 an hour. At $8 an hour, you're worth keeping around. At $15, you're not. It's worth having some machine that we invest millions of dollars in flip burgers. It's not at $8, but it is at $15. You know something else I've noticed? The Alabama House fell prey to this recently. They voted for a piece of legislation that would demand equal pay in Alabama between men and women. Demand equal pay in Alabama between men and women. And it sounds fantastic. But you know who it hurts?
Who?
Women.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there are some jobs that would rather pay a woman slightly less to work there.
Right.
And guess who they're not going to hire if they have to pay the same? Women.
Oh.
They're going to go ahead and hire the man. You know why?
Why?
They don't take as many days off for childcare.
Uh-huh.
They don't take whole months or years off when they have children.
Right.
They don't call in and say, I can't come in today. I got a sick baby. Not as often. I mean, some men do, but usually that falls to the woman. In a two-parent working household. Usually that falls to the woman. Not always, but usually. And when you're hiring people, it's a numbers game because you're not allowed to ask any of those questions. By law, you can't ask any of those questions. So all you're left with is a qualified woman comes in, qualified man comes in, both 23 years old. When the man gets married, he becomes a slave to his job.
Yeah.
He cannot lose his job.
True.
He's got a wife and kids to take care of. When a woman gets married, she becomes a mother, generally.
Uh-huh.
Generally. And she may go back into the workforce, but she, you know, takes off 6 months or, 6 weeks or 12 weeks or maybe even a year or two. And she's, like I said, she's missing. So it hurts women. Women are the ones who end up unemployed when you have to pay them the same. And you guys could say, Baron, you're sexist. No, I'm not. I'm commenting on the reality of the world. And I know some a-hole is probably going to put on Facebook, Baron's saying women aren't worth the same money. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying market-based decisions are made on a daily basis. And if you ignore that reality, you hurt people. You hurt people. If you ignore that reality, you hurt people. Women should get paid the same for equal work. They should. Absolutely 100% right. Should. But they don't. And if you legislate that they do, that they must, they won't be employed as well. They won't be as employable. So that, because there are times a woman says, okay, this job's paying a man $30,000 is paying a woman $27,500. I'll go take the job for $27,500. Employer saves $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Woman gets employed at $27,500. And then when she's ready to take off time, you know what? That's why they hired a woman, knowing that might happen. And you can say that I'm a horrible, awful person for pointing this out. But this is the economic reality of the marketplace today. And as women are having children later and later and later in life, it's hurting women more and more and more to demand equal wages. Because what's happening now is, you know why they're hot teachers now and they weren't hot teachers when we were in school?
Why?
Because women are delaying childbirth. You know, everybody asks this question every time one of these 23-year-old hot...
Where was that when I was a kid?
Where was she when I was... She was married.
Right.
She was married and had two kids already. Because she was hot. I mean, that's just the reality. In 1985, hot women didn't make it to 35 without being married. They weren't teachers. They weren't teachers. Someone collected them early. They married them at 20, 21, 22 years old. And they started having kids. And they weren't teachers. There's a reason your teachers were ugly in the 70s and 80s. Again, don't get mad at me for pointing out reality. Not every teacher, okay?
But what about Mrs. Stevens? My seventh grade teacher in 1981 was hot.
Okay, again, reality. Not every single teacher, but on average. I mean, that's generally what happened. Hotter women were more marriageable material. They didn't go into the workplace as often. But as we've pushed every young girl to go to college no matter what, they put off child because they can't have a child at 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. They're in college. And then they got $100,000 in debt from going to college. They don't want to come out and get married and start having kids. They want to go and work for 6, 8, 10 years, pay down some of that debt, get the career experience. Then they want to have kids, 30, 32, 34, 35 years old. Well, if you're mandating they make equal money at 23 and they get equal raises every step of the way, now you got a corporation with a lot of investment in a 32-year-old who wants to go have kids. So these demands, anytime you're messing with the market on these types of demands, minimum wage, equal pay, all this kind of stuff, you're hurting the very people you're supposedly trying to help. We want to help low-income people by raising their minimum wage. Right, now they're unemployed. Congratulations. We want to help women by mandating that they make the same amount as men. Good, now they're unemployed. Now they're unemployed. That's liberalism.
Counterintuitive, isn't it?
It's very counterintuitive, but it's fact. It's absolute reality. And I don't fault anybody for any life change they make. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm not faulting someone for dropping out of the workforce to have kids or not having kids or having kids later or going to college. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just commenting on the realities of history and humanity and what's been going on. So now you know when you see hot teachers at 23 having sex with 18-year-old seniors, now you know why. And you know where they were. They were already married. That's why they weren't teachers. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Kira V. Avena Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Chuck Chambers Memorial Day sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Chuck Chambers.
Chuck Chambers. Chuck Chambers.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Guys, welcome back in.
Yes.
A little hair rock from the 80s?
Yes.
Sometimes you need Cinderella in your life.
Underrated band.
Yeah, you know what? This album was actually pretty good all the way through. They have a real pop influence. They're kind of like a low-budget Motley Crue.
Very much so.
And I don't hate that kind of music. You know, not thrash rock, but pop rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
80s pop rock. It's amazing how different 70s pop rock and 80s pop rock were. Totally, totally different. If you call and bring up Game of Thrones, I will ban you from the radio forever.
Baron doesn't watch. I haven't seen the finale.
Well, I just don't care.
Right.
That is not something I'm going to spend a second on. Texting me saying, why haven't you covered Game of Thrones? Total garbage. That's why. What would I say the average age was at the Bernie rally? 40? 35? It was younger than a normal political rally. It was younger than your Tea Party rally.
Right.
Tea Party average age, 55, 58.
Right.
It was probably 38, 40. But I don't know. There were some older people there. I mean older, in relative context, 65, 70. You don't get people at rallies much older than that. Let me look through some of my pictures here. Like this woman. She was shielding herself from the sun when I got inordinately close to take a picture. She was older.
Don't take my picture.
Sonny!
Did you have a lint brush?
I mean, you can look through these pictures. You know, 35, 40, probably.
Right.
There were a lot of people in their 20s. and a lot of people in their 40s and 50s. Not a lot of, but so it kind of averages out to about mid-30s. These are good questions. These are good questions. We got to get that. Can you cover open wheel racing?
Well, we can.
Fernando missed the 500.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Two-time Formula One world champion, backed by McLaren. 34th out of 33. Will not be in the field of 33 next weekend. This weekend. He had a big party last year. How to do that again? Speaking of big parties.
Big parties.
We had a big party.
Somebody had a big party on Saturday.
Holy mackerel. Big party. That was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
That was fun. I ate so many crawfish that my hands smelled like crawfish for 2 days.
Yes.
And there was still like 60 pounds of crawfish left when we got done.
Yeah.
It was
I went
it was pretty bananas.
Yeah.
Good party.
At one point on the second batch, like before, because we left pretty soon after you, I just went in there and was like, went into like machine mode and was like eating. There were two other people at the table and I was eating three to both of their one. Just
I eat them fast.
Oh, they're so good.
I eat them really fast.
Yeah.
Like I can get to the meat of a crawfish in, you know, 6 or 8 seconds. And get it. Susan Hubbard, wife of one Michael G. Hubbard, is now the dean of Auburn University's College of Human Sciences. She's been the assistant dean forever. They did a nationwide search and landed on her. I will say this. I think she's a decent person. Think what you will of her husband. She is she's pretty classy. And
nice lady.
Yeah.
And good at what she does.
Yeah, and I don't know that
actually
she should
good at
be,
what she does.
She should be not penalized for anything that her husband may have done.
True.
But I bring this up for one point. Several years ago, maybe 6, 8 years ago, the Republicans took over the House of Representatives and the Senate in Alabama. And the first thing they did was, you can't be a state employee and a member of the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
But your wife can be like an assistant dean making $200,000 a year. Yeah. You're telling me that doesn't influence your vote as well? I mean, you make $40,000 as a legislator. Your wife makes $200,000 for the state of Alabama, and that's not going to influence your vote? You're going to be pristine and pure because you don't make the money? I think if your wife can be anything your wife can do, you should be able to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, let's just go with one person and all that. I'm going to get to Justin Amash later. That guy's a garbage piece of dump.
That's dumb.
Well, do you know why he said all that?
Yeah, because he's in a marginal district where he'll probably lose.
I got a better reason. I'll cover it as soon as we get back.
Deep state.
Globalism. Wait till you hear the rest of the facts that are not being presented. Wait till you hear the rest of the facts that are not being presented to the folks.
Gotcha.
You'll understand.
All right.
If we're going to stick with 80s hair bands.
Barron's always got the behind the scenes.
Oh, I got it.
He knows what's up.
I got it. I'm going to tell you why Justin Amash, a libertarian-leaning far-right Republican, allegedly, is pushing for the impeachment of Donald J. Trump. When we get back, I'll explain that to you. Because a lot of people saw the headlines that this guy that they looked up to wants Trump out. They don't know why. I'll explain why after the break. 272-9228. And while we're on hair bands from the 80s, Skid Row.
I mean, hey.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada News Talk 98.